Shalom to all. Today's Tafasan Hedrin Daf Samach Gimel. We are starting Samach Beis Amud Beis, the very last word. And today's Tafasan sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar, Basib Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Gimel says, Gufo, we had stated previously, Amar Rabami, Rabami tells us, Zibach Vikita, Vinisach, Behelam Echad, if a person did all these Avodas for an Avodah Zarah in one lapse of awareness, Ein Chayv El Achas, he's only Chayv one carbon. Amar Rabai explains, my time is Rabami, what's Rabami's reasoning? That's because Amar Krala Pasuk says, Loisa Avdem, don't serve them, and Akas Vasan, Kulon Avodah Achas, the Pasuk clearly is looping them all into one Avodah, because it just simply says, don't serve them, that means all types of service for an Avodah Zarah are just considered like one. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Abaye Hachi, did Abaye really say that? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Shalosh Shishtach Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, Chavim Lama. Why is it there's three different times in the Pasuk that it talks about bowing down to an Avodah Zarah? Achas Lekadarka, one to tell us that if that's the norm for that Avodah Zarah, you're Chayiv. Vachas Shaloi Kadarka, one to tell us that even if it's not the norm for that Avodah Zarah, still bowing down to it is going to be Chayiv a person. Vachas Lechalik, and the third time is to tell us that each type of service for an Avodah Zarah is going to be a separate Chatos. So we clearly see that Abaye holds that there's Chilk Chatos, not they're all lumped in one. And the Gemara answers that no, Dvar of the Rebbe Ami Ka'amar V'lei Lois V'irlei. Abaye was just explaining what Rebbe Ami Svara was, that they're all included under one Isser, but he doesn't hold to that. And Gufo, we continue discussing this, Amar Abaye just said, Shalosh Shitach HaVayis V'Avayis K'chavim Lama. Why do we have three times in the Pasuk that it talks about bowing down to Avodah Zarah? Achas L'Kedarka, Achas Shaloi K'darka, Achas L'Chalek. The question is, L'Kedarka, the Isser of bowing down to an Avodah Zarah, and that's the norm for it, that's its service, Me'echa Yavda Agaymo Elenafka. It's learned from this other Pasuk. And the Gemara says, right, Ella, rather, Achas Kedarka v'shaloi kedarka. The first pasuk is telling us that a person can be chayv for bowing down to avodah zarah if it's partially the derech, partially not. What does that mean? So it's referring to an avodah zarah which is served in some sort of honorable way. However, its specific service is not bowing down to it, and it's in that case that if a person bows down to this avodah zarah, he would be chayv. And the second one is v'achas shaloi kedarka, and the third one is v'achas l'chalek. We continue to explain our mishnah hamakabli al balaya ha'omer loy iliata. If a person accepts an avodah zarah upon himself and he says, "You are my God," he's chayv. And now Amar Nachman, Amar Barvu, Amar Rav, he tells us that then, Kivin Sh'amar Loi, Eliyata, the moment a person says, "You are my God," about an Avodah Zarah, Chayiv is Chayiv. Ask the Gemara Lamai, what type of Chiddush is he trying to teach us? Ilok Tala, if he's trying to say that the person is going to get Misa, Masnesan he, that's our Mishnah. El a Karbon, it must be, he's referring to a Karbon, namely if the person does his B'shaygeg, he would Chayiv a Karbon. Ask the Gemara Vafil Rabbanon, is that even in Shitas Rabbanon? That can't be. Vatanya with Brassad says, Ain a Chayiv El Adavar Shiesh by Maise, that a person is only Chayiv for certain Avodah Zarah if he does an act, if he does something. Could go in, for example, Zivuach, Vikitor, Venisuch, Vishtachava. This is all considered an act. And Va'amar Yishlokish Lokish says, Mantan Ishtachava, who's the one that says that bowing down to an Avodah Zarah is considered a Maisa? Rabbi Kiva he, that's Rabbi Kiva. The Amar Loi Be'inan Maisa, he holds that a Maisa doesn't need to be done. According to Rashi, the Girsa is Loi Be'inan Maisa Gamur, that a full Maisa doesn't need to be done. Even something small like bowing down, which is not like shechting a carbon for it, still a person is going to be chayv for that. Now, Mechlal, that implies, Dirabanan Sabri, Dirabanan hold Be'inan Maisa, that we do have to have a real proper Maisa. And therefore, it can't be that if a person says Eliyato to an Avodah Zarah and it was B'shoigig that he be chayv a carbon, just simply saying this is not a Maisa at all. That would only be in Rabbi Kiva, not the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, you're right, Ki ka'amar Rav Nami, when Rav said this, Rabbi Kiva ka'amar, he was saying it only in Rabbi Kiva. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Pshita. If he's saying this in Shitas Rabbi Kiva, it's obvious. Rabbi Kiva said that we don't need a Maisa Gomor, and even just speaking something out is enough for Rabbi Kiva. So why is this a Chiddush in his Shita? Hainu Megadev, this is the same thing as being Megadev Hashem, which Rabbi Kiva holds one as a chayv for, even though he's just speaking it out. And the Gemara answers, no, there's still a Chiddush. You might have thought that Akan like a Mechayev Rabbi Kiva Karbon El Megadev, the only reason why Rabbi Kiva is Mechayev, a person who's Megadev Hashem, a Karbon, Dechsev Be Kares, because a Pasuk says about Megadev that he'd be Chayev Kares if he does it on purpose, so he does it B'Shoigig, he would be Chayev a Karbon. Aval Hacha, but over here, in regards to saying Eliyata, you're my God, Dolexev Be Kares, it doesn't say Kares in regards to that specific way of serving Avodah Zarah. Emolai, I might say if a person does it B'Shoigig, he's not Chayev a Karbon. Kamash Mon, the Chiddush in Rabbi Kiva is that you are Chayev, Diskushe Iskish, because there's a Hekesh, Dechsev the Pasuk says, and so we have this hekesh of bowing down to saying, and therefore it is a chiddush in Rabbi Kiva that even if he just says Eliyata, and that's b'shoigig, he'd be chayv a karbon. Now, once we quoted this pasuk of Ishtachavulai v'yizbechulai v'yomru, and this referring to the egel hazav, we bring another drasha. Amar Bichon Reichon says, "Umale vav shebalucha." If not for the vav of the word pealucha, this is the continuation of the pasuk that says, "Ela lehecha Yisrael asher alucha me'eretz Mitzrayim." This is your God Yisrael that brought you up from Mitzrayim. So, if not for the vav in this word alucha, this chayv. That's a proper girsa. The haters of Am Yisrael, which is really a euphemism for the Yidden themselves, they wouldn't have to be destroyed, and that's because the word ha'alucha without a vav is just addressing a single God, and that means that the Yidden would have said to the Egel Azov that this is your God, singular, that brought you out of Mitzrayim, they would have been totally destroyed because they're leaving Hashem out of the picture. It's only because there's a vav here that means that they're addressing many gods, including Hashem with the Egel Azov. So since they didn't totally cut Hashem out of the picture, that's why they weren't chayv destruction. However, now the Gemara says, this kid tonight. This is machlokes tanoim. Acher mayrim. Others say umbali vasha beluchon is chayv usanim shalish shel klia. If not for this vav in the word halucha, they would mechayv destruction. However, umbali Rishim ben Yechai. Rishim ben Yechai told him valay kolam shatav shem shemayim v'davar acher nekarmin oilam. Somebody who combines the name of Hashem and something else, meaning avodah zarah, together in their service, they actually are uprooted from the world. Just because they served avodah zarah and also included Hashem in that service, that doesn't mean that they're going to be saved from destruction. They should be uprooted from the world. Shenemar, because the pasuk says bilti Hashem levadai. El or rather, says Rishim Rechai, matam loy ma'asher alucha. What's the understanding of asher alucha? Sheivu eloyes harbe. It just simply means that they desired many gods. That's alucha. It's being understood as the word ivu. They desired many gods, not just the one that they made for themselves, the eglaz of, but still, nonetheless, the reason why they weren't chayv destruction is because they didn't leave Hashem out of the picture. Not in their service of avodah zarah, but they still kept Hashem in the picture. We can explain the Mishnah. Avol hamagape famanashik v'mchavin marabitz v'chulu. If somebody hugs, kisses, sweeps, sprinkles water for avodah zarah, or makes a nether or a shvu in their name, they're not chayv misa, just a lav. Al kiyotzer of demon, Rav Demon came. Amar Rabbi Elazar, he had said in Rabbi Elazar, al kulin loike. On all these things we just mentioned, the person's going to get malchus. Chutz me'anardi b'shmoy v'amkai m'shmoy, except for a person makes a nether or a shvu in the name of avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara. What's the difference that if a person makes a nether or shvu in the name of avodah zarah, he's not going to get malchus? Mishum d'havli lav shem b'maisa, because it's a lav without a maisa. He's not doing anything. He's just speaking. That's not a maisa. It's not an action. Well, haninami, these also lav shebichlalusu. They're just under a general lav. Vein like a lav shebichlalus. We don't give malchus for something that fits under a general lav. And how do we know this? Italian, because we brought some minayel oichem and avahima kaidim shetetze nafsha shu b'loisase. How do we know if a person eats from an animal before it's fully dead that he's over loisase? Tamalim, because the pasuk says loisaychlu al hadam. Don't eat over blood. There's still blood here. It's still alive, so you shouldn't eat from it. Davaracher loisaychlu adam. Another way of understanding this pasuk is loisaychlu baser v'adayim dam v'mizrach. Don't eat meat of a carbon and some of its blood is still in the vessel that's used to sprinkle it on the mizbeach. And yet another drasha, Reb Daisheimer, he says minayin she'in mavrin al ruge bezdin. How do we know that we don't give a suda havara to the relative of somebody who's killed by bezdin? Suda havara is the first suda that avelim receive from other people after they bury their deceased relative. So if a person's relative is killed by bezdin, how do we know that they do not get a suda havara? Tamalim, because the pasuk says lo yisaychel adam. And another drasha, Reb Kiva, where he says minayin sanhedrin shargus hanefesh she'in toim and klum kolayis hayom. How do we know if sanhedrin had to execute somebody that they don't eat anything the whole day? Tamalim, because the pasuk says lo yisaychel adam. And Reb Yechon Omer, that's proper gear. So he also says azhar ben sarah meira minayin. Where's azhara for ben sarah meira? We're going to be discussing this extensively in the next parak. The basic idea is, though, that he steals money from his parents and buys himself meat and wine and eats it. So where's the azhara for this? Tamalim, because the pasuk says lo yisaychel adam. And v'amar of Avin bar Chiya v'itamar of Avin bar Kahana al kulam on all these things we just mentioned ain't it like a person's not going to get malchus mishum dehavli lav shebuchalos, because they're all lav shebuchalos, they're general lav, they all fit onto this pasuk of lo yisaychel adam. And so we see a person's not going to get malchus lav shebuchalos. Therefore, what's the difference between, let's say, a hugging and kissing an avodah zarah that a person will get malchus versus making a nether shvu b'shem avodah zarah that a person won't get malchus? And because this question el kiyasu Ravin Omer Blazer, rather we change the memra. When Ravin came, he said the name of Blazer that al kulan ain't like it. In regards to all these, one will not get malchus. Except for a person makes a nether or shvua in the name of a zara, then he will get malchus. And once again, we ask the same question. What's the difference? All the first things that we mentioned, hugging, kissing a zara, sprinkling water for it, sweeping for it, that one's not going to get malchus because they're lav shebuchalos. Haninami, these also making a nether shvua in the name of a zara, lav she'en b'maisa nenu. It's a lav she'en b'maisa. The Gemara answers, Ahuk Rabbi Yehuda, this is all according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who holds lav she'en b'maisa like an olav. A person does get malchus for lav she'en b'maisa. The Tanya of a Braisa, the pasuk says, don't leave over from it until the morning. This is referring to the Karban Pesach. There's a lav, don't leave any of the Karban Pesach over till the morning. You got to eat the whole thing. And this tells us, litin asay, acher lois asay, there's an asay after the lois asay. The pasuk continues by saying, if you left over till the morning, you have to burn it. So that's the asay after the lois asay. And what do we learn from here? Samachim ol beis on top. Loimar, this tells us, she'ain loikin olav, divrei Rebbe Yehuda says, you're not going to get malchus for it. Even though there's a lav, don't leave over from the Karban Pesach, there's a way to fix it up by doing the asay, namely burning that which you left over. And therefore, you're not going to get malchus. And Rabbi Yaakov says, Loimin Hashem Yuzet, that's not the reason why you're not going to get malchus. El Mishum Tavali Lav Shem B'Maisa. It's a lav without a Maisa. Simply leaving stuff over is not doing any Maisa. And Mechal Lav Shem B'Maisa, ain't like an olav. You're not going to get malchus for Lav Shem B'Maisa. Now, what do we learn from Rabbi Yaakov's statement? Mechal, this implies, Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds like an olav, that a person would get malchus for Lav Shem B'Maisa, and that's why he has to give a different reason why a person's not going to get malchus for leaving over from the Karban Pesach. And so we see this memory, B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, is going like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that a person who makes a nether or shvu in the name of a Zara will get malchus again, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, one will get malchus for lav shein b'maisa. We continue with this. The Mishnah had said, "Hanoy de b'shemay v'makay b'shemay harei ze blois asay." If a person makes a nether or a shvu in the name of a zara, he's over a lois asay. We clarify this. Hanoy de b'shemay v'makay b'shemay menolon. How do we know this is a lois asay? The Tanya. because Rebbe Bratzer says, "V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yizkiru." Don't mention the names of other gods. And this tells us, "Shelo Yomer Adam L'Chaveroi." A person shouldn't tell his friend, "Shmar Li B'Tzad Avos Chacham Plainis." Wait for me next to that idol. Don't mention the name of an idol at all. The puzzle continues, "Lo Yisham Al Picha." It shouldn't be heard through your mouth. What do we learn from here? "Shelo Yader Rishmoi." A person should make a neder in its name, "Vlo Yikai Mishmoi," and shouldn't make a shvu in its name. And also, "Vlo Yigrem L'Chaverim Sheyidru Bishmoi." One can't cause somebody else to make a neder in the name of a zara, "Vikai Mishmoi," or to make a shvu in the name of a zara. Another way of understanding, "Lo Yisham Al Picha," tells us, "As Haru L'Mesel Midiach," is a warning for Mesel Midiach. Mesis is when one person tries to convince an individual to do avodah zarah. Midiach is when a person tries to convince multiple people to do avodah zarah, and that's the warning from this pasuk. Ask the Gemara, "Mesis behediyak sivbei." A mesis, somebody tries to convince an individual to do avodah zarah, that's stated beferish in the pasuk. "V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro v'gaymer." El rather, "As Haru L'Midiach," it's a zarah for Midiach. Now we just continue discussing this. "V'lo yigrom l'achem shiyadu b'shmai v'shikayim b'shmai." That which we said, that this is also teaching us a lav, that you are not allowed to cause somebody else to make a neder or shvu in the name of avodah zarah. Misayel avodah Shmuel is right for the father of Shmuel. The Amr avodah Shmuel, he said, "Asur l'adam shiyasu shutfas from avik chavim." A person is not allowed to make a partnership with an idol worshiper. Shami is chayv l'shvua, because maybe he's going to have to make a shvua to his partner. V'nishma b'ayis kachavim shalai, is make a shvua in the name of his avodah zarah. V'tar Amr, the Torah says, "Lo yisham al picha." It's not allowed to be heard through you. And it's going to end up being that the yid caused his non-Jewish idol worshiping partner to make a shvua in the name of avodah zarah. Therefore, don't have a non-Jewish idol worshiping partner. We continue discussing mentioning of avodah zarah. Ki asa ulo, when ula came, bas bekalnevai, he slept in a place called Kalnevai. Amalei Rava, then Rava asked him, "Vehecha basmar, where did you sleep?" Amalei told him, "Bekalnevai, I slept in this place called Kalnevai." Now it was called this because of the avodah zarah that they served over there. So this is actually the name of avodah zarah. Amalei, so Rava told him, "Vaksev," the pasuk says, "V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yizkiru." Don't mention the names of other gods. So Amalei told him, "Hachi Amar Rechan," this is what Rechan said, "Kol avodah zarah maksuv b'Torah." Any name of avodah zarah that's written in the Torah, motel haskir shma, that you're allowed to say its name. So he asked, "Vehecha ksivo, where's it written in the Torah?" And the answer is, "Dechsev," because the pasuk says, "Kara Baal Karas Nevoi," which literally means that Baal squatted and Nevoi splashed. And this name Kal Nevoi comes from the word Nevoi in the pasuk, which is referring to avodah zarah. And so we have it in the pasuk. Ask the Gemara, "V'i loy ksivo loy?" If it's not written in the pasuk, you're not allowed to say the name of avodah zarah. Must Rav Mishashi. Rav Mishashi asks from the following mishnah, and this has to do with the zav. We know that if a man has ri'ia, some sort of secretion of liquid called ziva, come from his body, there's a difference between if he has one, two, or three of these, and they're called ri'iyos. So the mishnah tells us, "Ra achs meruba kishalosh." Let's say a person saw one ri'ia, but it was as long as three, meaning it was this constant flow. And how long was it? Shehi kemegadyon l'shilai, as long as it takes to get from gadyon to shilai. And how long is this? Shein shtei tefilas l'shnei sfugin. That's the length of time it takes to immerse twice in a mikvah and dry off twice. Harei zeh zav gomer, then he's a full-fledged zav. And his name gadyon that was mentioned in the Mishnah is actually the name of avodah zarah, and that's not mentioned in the Torah at all. However, Amar Ravina, Ravina says that no, God nami mechtav ksev. God is also written in a pasuk. Dechsev the pasuk says, "Ha'archem legad shulchan." They set their table for God, which is referring to avodah zarah, and gadyon comes from the name God. So actually, we do see this in the pasuk, and therefore we see that if an avodah zarah is not written in a pasuk, one would not be allowed to say it. And we continue discussing. Arav Nachman, he tells us, "Kol tzinus ha'asira, all leitzanus is aser. You can't make a mockery or make fun or make jokes about something. Chutz matzinus davar zchavim sharia, except for leitzanus davar zchavim avodah zarah, that's permitted." Dechsev the pasuk says, we just quoted this, "Kara bel kairas nevai," the bel squats and nevai splashes, and the pasuk continues, "Karsu karu yachtov lo yachlu malit masa," that together they splash and squat and they weren't able to get rid of their burden. And this is making fun of avodah zarah, that they're squatting down, they're trying to go to the bathroom, and they're trying to relieve themselves, make a bowel movement, but they're not able to relieve themselves properly, and that's obviously making fun of them. And except another pasuk says, "Dibru," speak, and pasuk continues, "La eglois base oven yagru shechan shomrein," that because of the calves of base oven, the people of shomrein are going to be afraid. Why is that? "Ki aval olav amai uchmar of olav yagilu," for the nation is going to mourn over it, but its kaimarim, its priests, are going to rejoice over it. And why is this? "Al kvayd kigali menu," because of the kavod, which right now we're understanding means the honor that departed from it. Now, what's the drasha? "Al tekri kvaydai," don't read it as kvaydai, it's honor. "El kvaydai," rather, that which is heavy, it's burden. In other words, we're making fun of these calves of avodah zarah, that their backside was very heavy due to everything that they had to release from it. And this is basically another way of making fun of avodah zarah. Now, we keep discussing avodah zarah and how they served it in the earlier generations. Amar Rav Yitzchak, he tells us, "And now they sin even more, and they made themselves figures from silver, in their shapes of idols." And the question is, what does that mean, in the shapes of idols? Malamis teaches us that every single person made an image of his own god, and he put it in his pocket, and whenever he remembered it, he would take it out from there and embrace it and kiss it. Now we talk about the next part of the pasuk. My, what's the understanding of that those who slaughter, who kill people, will kiss the calves? So Rav Yitzchak Rebbe Ami, he explains, people who would serve the avodah zarah, meaning those who would take care of it, not just those who serve served it, like the gabayim, if you will, of the Avod Zarah, they would find wealthy people and decide that they need to take their money. So what would they do? Marivinus Hagalim, they would starve the calves that people worshipped as Avod Zarah, and then they would make an image of the rich person, and they'd put it next to the trough of these calves. So whenever the calves did eat, they would see this picture of this wealthy guy. Then these gabayim of the Avod Zarah would take these calves outside, bring them to where these rich people would hang out, and once the calves saw the wealthy people, they would run after them and rub up against them and touch them because they recognized them from the picture in their trough. And then the gabayim would tell the wealthy people, this Avod Zarah, this calf who's an idol, he wants you. You have to go and slaughter yourself for it. And then once the person gets killed because of Avod Zarah, those who are in charge of Avod Zarah get to take all their money. Or alternatively, instead of getting killed, they just give all their money for the Avod Zarah. However, Rava says that can't be the pshat in the pasuk, because instead of it being written like this, that those who kill people will kiss the calves, it should have said that the calves kiss to kill people, because that's what happened in the story. These animals would go out, kiss the rich people, and that caused the person to get killed. So this pasuk doesn't make sense according to this explanation. Rather, Rava gives a different explanation. Anyone who kills his child for an idol, they would tell him, you just gave him a great present, now you can come and kiss the Avod Zarah because you killed your child for it. Now we're going to talk about different Avod Zarahs that people served in Eretz Yisrael. This regarding when the king of Ashur conquered the northern part, sent Asaras HaShvatim into Galus and planted other people there who were of the Avod Zarah. So Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, he quotes a pasuk that tells us, "Anshei Bavel asul sukkah es benois." The people of Bavel, they made an Avod Zarah called sukkah es benois. Umay nihu, what was the Avod Zarah? Tarnegoiles, a hen. The pasuk continues, "Anshei kus asu es nergal," that the kusim made nergal, which was an Avod Zarah. Umay nihu, what is it? Tarnegoil, a male chicken. The pasuk continues, "Anshei chamos asu es ashima," they made ashima. Umay nihu, what's this? Barcha karcha, it's a bald goat. The pasuk then says, "Va'avim asu nivchaz ves tartok." The avim made nivchaz and tartok. Umay nihu, what are these Avod Zarahs? Kelev v'chamor, a dog and a donkey. The pasuk continues, "Vasfarvim sarfim es bneihem bo'esh ladar melch v'ana melch al hei sarvavim." The people of Sarvavim, they would burn their children in fire to Adar Melech and Ana Melech, who are the gods. And umay nihu, what are these gods? Haperd v'sus, a mule and a horse. And how do we get these names? Adar Melech comes from the following: the Adar leil mari b'tiino. Adar is a lashon of honor. It shows honor to its master by allowing him to put his burden and all of his packages on it. Adar Melech, and that's what a mule is. And when Ana Melech, what's this? It's a horse. Da ani leil mari b'krava, because it responds or it answers to its master in battle. That's Ana Melech. Now, just commenting on burning children for Avod Zarah. Even Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda, his father Achaz, wanted to do this. He wanted to burn Chizkiyo in fire when he was a kid. El Shesachasu Ima Salamandra. But the reason why he was saved is because his mother smeared him with the blood of Salamandra, which is some sort of chaya that comes out of an oven that had fire burning in it for 7 years, and its blood is fireproof, and that's the only reason why Chizkiyo wasn't burned when his father passed him through fire. Now we discuss why Yidden back in the day were Avdei Avod Zarah. So Amar Yehuda Maravi says, Yadim HaYisrael Boyz Chavim She'en Bamamesh. Yidden know that there's absolutely no substance to idol worship. The only reason why they served idols is because they wanted to openly be able to do arayos, and the only way they were able to do that is if they threw off the yoke of Shemayim. By serving idols, then they figured everyone's going to reprimand them, why are you doing Avod Zarah? And that way, they'll be able to do as much arayos as they want, and everyone will leave them alone. However, Moshe Mishashi asked the following. The pasuk says, Kizkar b'nei mizbechais v'gaymer, literally translated this means, their mizbechais, their altars, are like remembering their children. And remember, Blazer explains, ka'adim shiyash le'gagun al b'noi, this is like a person who longs for his son, namely the Yidden. When they thought about all the mizbechais, all the altars that they had for Avod Zarah, they had such deep feelings of love, like a person who misses their son. So we see the Yidden really did like their Avod Zarahs. You can't say that the only reason why they did it was because they wanted to do arayas. They actually liked Avod Zarah. So the more answers, it's not a problem. Basar Davikube, it's after they became connected to Avod Zarahs, then they actually missed them. But originally, the reason why they started out doing Avod Zarah is not because they cared for it, they didn't believe in it, they really just wanted an excuse to do arayas. The more continues with questions though. Tashma, we have a brisa that tells us, the pasuk says, when Satis Begrechem al Pigigu Lechem, literally translated this means, I'm going to throw your dead bodies on the dead bodies of your idols. What's this referring to? So Amru, people said, Elyo HaTzadik Hayim Chazwa Tepuche Rav Shirushalayim. Elyo the Tzadik used to go looking for the Tepuche Rav in Yerushalayim. Tepuche is the Lashon of Nafuach, blown up or bloated, meaning people who were so hungry, they were bloated with hunger, and he would look for these people in Yerushalayim. And Pamachas Matzatinaik, one time he found a child, Shoya Tefuach Humutaba Ashba, who's totally bloated, thrown in a garbage dump. Amrullah, he asked him, Meiz Mishpacha Ata, which family are you from? Amrullah, the kid told him, Mishpacha Plainisani, I'm from this family. And Amrullah, Yo, told him, Klomish Darim Ais Mishpacha, is anyone else left from that family? Amrullah told him, Lav Chutu Meni, no, just me. So Amrullah, Yo, asked him, Imanimil Amedcha Dorashata Chaibai, Atalamad, if I teach you something that you'll be able to live through it? Would you learn it? Amrlai Hain. The kid told him, yeah, sure. So Amrlai Eliyahu told him, Emor b'chol yom, every single day you should say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And listen to this. Amrlai, the kid told him, Samach Da'ar Omer Alpha on the top, Hus, be quiet. And the reason why I said this is, Shalei L'haskir B'Shem Hashem, Shalei Limdei Av Imai. He didn't want the name of Hashem being mentioned because his father and mother didn't teach him about it. They were obviously Avdei Avodah Zarah. And what did this kid do? Miyad right away, he took his Avodah Zarah out of his pocket, and he hugged it and kissed it, until his stomach burst open, and his Avodah Zarah fell on the ground, and he fell on it, and that's L'kayim Ashen Emer, a fulfillment of the pasuk that we just quoted, then I'm going to cast your dead body on the body of your idol, and that's exactly what happened in the story. And so we see once again that the Yidden love their Avodah Zarahs. How could you say that they didn't really pay attention to them, and they just wanted it as an excuse for Arayas? And once again, the Gemara answer is, Basar Daviku Bey, it's after the Rebbe became close and attached to their Avodah Zarahs, so then they actually really did love them and care for them. But again, from the beginning, just the initial way they started doing Avodah Zarah was due to the fact that they want an excuse to be able to do Arayas openly. We're going to stop here for the day and bring another question on this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.